Petersburg's girls team had one win and two losses at the tournament, falling short to Sitka Friday morning, 55-51. It was the second 8 a.m. game of the week for the Lady Vikings, and Coach Dino Brock thinks his team did well with a tough schedule.
Long week to start with, starting on Wednesday playing games, but it was a good weekend. I thought the kids came out and played hard. I thought they did a great job this weekend playing against some very good competition.
The girls beat Sitka 38-34 to open up the tournament on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, it was an exciting but tough 40-36 loss at the hands of Mount Edgecombe. Petersburg came back in that game, scoring 13 points and 17 points in the third and fourth quarters, and narrowed the lead to just 1 point in the final minutes. The Lady Vikings trailed by 3 points with 8 seconds left to go. And Brock says he tried to call a timeout that the team didn't have at the end of that game. The refs ended up calling a technical foul and put Mount Edgecombe back at the free throw line to close out the game.
Yes, I did. I thought I had a timeout, and so I called one right at the end when the kids were coming down, and ended up I didn't have one. It was a tough moment.
It happens to the best of them, right? Yeah. What was that famous moment in college basketball? It was at Michigan, I think it happened.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Some of the people that I coached with had to bring that up, the Chris Weber moment. Yeah, it was sad because the kids did such a nice job coming back and battling and making it a tough game.
For the tournament, Ruby Brock and Kylie Wallace were named to the All-Conference team. Good Sports Awards went to Emma Chase and Sierra Struley, and the team's three seniors, Struley, Grace Weller, and Fran Abbott, were named to the All-Academic team. Brock has praise for his three seniors, as well as the fans and the crowd support at the tournament.
They did a really nice job leading us through the season, coming in and working hard every day, keeping the team positive, and they did a really nice job. It was a good season working with them and the whole team. The whole team came in and worked hard every day. Lots and lots of comments, people talking about the fans and how excited they were, and the great job the cheerleaders and the pep band and the basketball teams and everybody else did, and the boys cheering for the girls and the girls cheering for the boys. Really, it was awesome.
Brock says looking back, it was a good season for the Lady Vikings.
You remember the season as much as anything else, how the kids acted, how we played, did we improve. I thought we did a great job. We were 14-4 during our season, 15-6 overall, which is a great year. The kids came in and worked hard every day. They were fun to be around. Those are the things that you remember.
And in the girls' bracket, Mount Edgecombe beat Sitka, and the Lady Braves will head to the state tournament. Meanwhile, the boys' team lost two games to Mount Edgecombe, 51-29 on Wednesday and 57-44 on Friday. Coach Rick Brock says the Vikings were hoping to do better.
We weren't ready for the intensity level that Mount Edgecombe brought. We just didn't respond. We looked back at the video and talked about it, that we didn't play very well at all in the first half, but we were still within, I believe we were down 6 or 7 or 8, something like that, and had played not very good basketball up to that point. Every loose ball was theirs, and every physical play that needed to be made, they were making. And again, we came back out in the third quarter, and we had we actually pressed a little bit, and we had two key plays that we stole the basketball and were not able to convert on the offensive end.
With those missed opportunities, Brock says his team was unable to close the gap in the second half. Petersburg had another shot at Edgecombe Friday, and Brock thinks his team's intensity was better that day.
We were ahead, I think, by 1 point at the end of the first quarter, and by two at halftime. I think it was 19-17. And at the beginning of the third quarter, Mount Edgecombe pressed us, and we had a couple of quick turnovers, but one of the things that hurt us is Kay and McKay dislocated his finger too, and so taking him out of the rotation, and somebody got in foul trouble, and it was just a bad quarter. I think we were down. I think we got outscored like 21-6 or something like that in the quarter. We'd been struggling anyway in the third quarter, so that didn't help. But then at the beginning of the fourth quarter, we went on a run ourselves and got right back into the game, but just not enough time.
Two Petersburg boys were named to the All-Conference team, Tristan Welton and Michael Brock, while Alan Jensen and Shell Whitstock won Good Sports Awards. In addition, all five seniors, Welton, Brock, Jensen, Jared Volk, and Connor Yeager, were selected to the All-Academic team, and Brock says his seniors will be missed.
We're going to miss every one of them, add something special to our team and the team concept. So, yeah, all five of them will be hard to replace. A couple of them have been, you know, Michael and Tristan have been on the varsity team for 4 years. They actually made it as freshmen and have been starters for 3 years. So, yeah, lots of holes to fill next year. But have a good group of guys coming back, good core of guys that a few of them that started and played a lot of minutes this year. So definitely something to build on for next year, but definitely will miss the five seniors.
Brock notes his team was emotional in the locker room after Friday's loss.
You know, but you get that way from putting everything into what you're doing. And I told him, you know, as a coach, you can't ask for anything more than they gave the school and the community for their effort on the floor. You know, they improved throughout the year. And more than anything, our motto for the year was together. And we had some shooting shirts put with that on the back. And, you know, what a great group to travel with. Not an easy thing to put your own individual needs and wants to the side and try to get the better for the group. And they really did that.
In the boys' bracket, Sitka went on to beat Mount Edgecombe on Saturday and will represent Southeast at the state tournament. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.